Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I done ran into my baby.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. A little Texas blues there from ZZ Top. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm Jim Blasingame, and when you get to my website, I hope you check it out and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. You can listen, you can read, you can ask questions, you can watch, you can subscribe to my newsletter, take the poll question. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do as you hang around there and get the information that you need. I think you'll find whatever you need there, too, folks, one way or the other. Either I've said it or one of my 2,000 Brain Trust members have said it, including our good friend Giovanni Coratolo, which we hang on every word Giovanni says. He's Vice President for Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Giovanni, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thank you so much for all the hard work that you do for small business. You guys have the Chamber has launched a job, American Jobs and Growth Agenda, that I'd like for you to tell the audience about.
Oh, absolutely. We have a jobs and growth agenda that says, look, you don't have to spend money. Washington, the government is a poor allocator of capital. You really don't have to. We have to pass the Keystone XL pipeline. We have to develop our energy sources. We know that we need alternative energies, but that's down the road. We don't have to give incentives here and incentives there. The free market is what's going to determine this. Visas. We need to make sure that we have a great visa program where those that are smart and are educated in our schools and willing to start a business and develop a job, we don't want to send them back across the pond. We want them to start the jobs here, especially if they're PhDs. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that tourism is vibrant and robust. Bring them in. Let's get them spending money in this country. We don't want to turn them away. There's a number of issues out there that we can do to help businesses and small businesses. And it's not a agenda where we pick winners and losers. Unfortunately, that's what you see within the government. Mm-hmm. They're using statistics. And this thing with statistics, and you'll see this, two-thirds of the net new jobs are created by small businesses. But you're seeing right now in Washington, D.C., different groups parsing the statistics.
That's right.
To bolster their efforts. I see it all the time. In fact, I saw a survey the other day where it says it was really large businesses that are creating jobs.
I saw that article. I read that survey. It's nonsense.
It was New York Times.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
It's unbelievable. It's beyond the pale. We know that every small business is a decision maker.
They've done, Giovanni? Those same groups have formed groups that are supposed to be nonpartisan think tanks, with the face of small business on it, according to them, and in support of things that are the opposite of what you're talking about.
Oh, absolutely. I call them two people and a website, because anybody with a website.
But these are funded by the same people who are turning out this garbage about, for example, about who's creating the real jobs.
Yeah, you can twist statistics, but down deep, I think small business owners know that they have the ability to expand and seize on opportunities.
Right.
They don't have to be a green job generator in order to be a job generator.
That's right.
And it's not that we're against green. I mean, we're for every small business, regardless of where it is.
Well, see, that's the thing about what we're talking about, Giovanni, is we don't care whether they're green jobs or blue jobs or purple jobs or yellow jobs. We just want jobs.
Exactly.
We want businesses to grow so they'll hire more people, so the economy will expand and get American economy back on track. But when politicians claim to know, when they actually have the audacity to try to pick winners and losers, we've already seen in the last 3 years what an abysmal failure that is.
I talked to several economists, and they say we're growing at around 2%. we need to get this growth up to 3, 4, 5% because we have great underlying liabilities when it comes to our Medicare, when it comes to different things that are important to the life and stability of,
right.
of this country. And
we've
got to get
the contribution to those back up so that they'll fund that what's going out, because right now the outgo is not going to come down. It's going to go up, and we've got to have the contributions to fund those things. Another thing, Giovanni, that upsets me about some of the reporting coming out of Washington is how they're reporting unemployment. You and I both that unemployment is not 8%. It's a lot more than that.
Well, it's certainly an anomaly that it's hard to explain how they get the statistics, but there's marginally employed. There's those that have actually dropped out of the workforce. And it's not, it's basically, if you look at the cohorts, it's the young that have really reduced their participation in the workforce. It's the low participation rates that have really skewed the statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one that, it's one that the economists have a hard time explaining the numbers we're getting out of Washington.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the Keystone Pipeline is over? Is done? Can it be resurrected?
I think so. They've already announced that they're going to build the segment from Cushing, Oklahoma, down to the Gulf. There's a lot of problems. I think after the election, the permitting be approved, and regardless of who wins. I mean, it just makes too much sense at this point.
Necessarily solve the issue of doing business with Canada, though, if we just go from Oklahoma to the Gulf.
Yeah.
Giovanni's got a big event coming up in a couple of months, folks, and when we come back, I'm going to get him to tell us about that and what they're doing in the run-up to that big week. Coming up after these messages, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.